So I want to share with us this week, next week, and the week after, prayer initiatives. Prayer initiatives. That is learning to take initiatives. For a good number of Christians, they wait till they are told to pray. You know, and have you seen your parents say something like, this is a Yoruba soap. Of course, maybe not the recent parenting. These parents of nowadays, they parent by apps. But you know, I'm not part of that. But you know, this thing about use your initiative. That is, I don't have to tell you to do it. I told you yesterday. I told you the day before. You know, and then do I have to tell you today? You know, if you work, for example, with the pastor's protocol team, there are some things he was telling you. Imagine if you have a guest and then you have the pastor in front of the guest. Pastor, should you give your guest what you are giving you? You say, oh, Jesus is Lord. You just say, you say, this one is not daft, it's a dafty. You know, there's something that's just smart. And you know, people are very funny. They know that you're in the pastor's protocol team. I'm not the one I'm talking about this. They'll come and ask you, when is pastor arriving? You know, you look at a person and say, are you okay? When did that become a question that should answer you? Such people are very discreet. They are smart. When is this one? And they're quite intelligent. So, there's something called initiative. You don't have to be told. Like they say there's a Yoruba proverb that's, I'll say it to you, but I'll say it in English. They say, Entama college or amulosikot. There is somebody that I have to be lecturing how to respond to questions in the law court. I won't take you there. And I say, so, did you offer that thing? Bro, what do I do? Oh, look at it. This is a they expect you to take initiative. Many people wait for to be told. For example, imagine if this week you just say, no, there was no announcement, no, nothing. So we just say, did the pastor say anything? Say nothing. Hey, no announcement. So we don't have to have prayer group. No prayer group, have we? But there's meeting service. That one will happen. But since there's no prayer group, maybe pastor feels that after 3 days, you know, that kind of person is waiting to be told. Right? But there's such a thing about taking initiative. Hebrews 5:14. Now it says in 12, the time that you ought to be teachers. There's a time you ought to be teachers. And I say that oftentimes to people who are in church, like you, workers, and say, at this time, you have used how many years? By this time, you ought to be something. It's not a title, you ought to be this. That's why you see somebody around church and are you a cell leader? I say, no, you're not a cell leader. You're not nominated. No, you're not, what are you doing? I'm biding my time. I just think that things should happen naturally. Oh boy, you're a carnal Christian. Like somebody told me 2 days ago, I've never heard this part before. He said his spiritual life is injured. He can't play. This guy is injured. How can you say? I mean 5 years, 6 years. Yeah, because by the time you ought to be teachers, you need that one teach you again, that which be the first principle of the regulars of Christ. He said, you are in need of milk and not of strong meat. Yes, yeah. He said, because that milk belongs to babes. And you are unskillful in the word. That means you have been around by the time you ought to be. You ought to be. Someone left her music team one time. Say why? Say they're not allowing me to show my talent. So the person asked me, I said, what's the talent? Does it look like a talent show? Do you look like you go UK Got Talent? Or what do you call that? I said, ask the person, how many disciples do you have? You want to be singing for other people's disciples? Does this look like a concert? Oh boy. You don't come and tell us all the kind of things. So if you see anybody here, I'm saying to you, you know, around 5 years, 6 years, and he's just dressing up, looking for damsel, or damsel looking for brother, that's a bad Christian. Don't let the person talk to you and say the way it is. The person can even be talking to the pastors. You know? The pastor must be pastor over everybody. But this is a bad Christian. 6 years. And you are just marking the time you ought to be. You need that one teach you again. The strong means belong them to our full age. Who by the reason of use, that's initiative, have exercised their senses to discern between good and evil. So there's initiative. And there's an initiative that comes because you are growing up. Imagine if somebody, you know, somebody goes to another country. I told you before, there is no Saints Community Church. There is none that we said, okay, leave this place, go and start a church there. There's not one now. There could be all the Saints Community Churches. People, by the reason of travel, by the reason of education, by the reason of everything, just get there. Even I know some people that are using marriage. While some were married out, some were married in. But the reason of that is just initiative. You have been here 7 years. You now go to a place. You say, Pastor, where should I fellowship? I said, look for synagogue of Satan. After 10 years, he's asking me, where should you fellowship? See, you know, it's one God over all. Enter a mosque and start to pray. When Philip went down to Samaria, he went to preach Christ. Initiative. Right? You don't have to be told. You don't have to be told. You know your church. Your church is a church that trains ministers of the gospel. That's what we're doing. We're not... It's not what we do by the side. It's the main thing that we are doing. So, don't say, that is not too much. Look at that church. We are not the same. How do you want a minister to be trained? You say, he has to pray a lot. That's why we are doing it. He has to teach a lot. That's why we are doing it. That's what we are doing. Is it simple? So, there is something called prayer initiative. And this is what an initiative. An action that you take based on your experience, based on your knowledge, right? That you embark upon, not because you were told or compelled. You embark upon it not because you were told or compelled. You saw some of those meetings we do. That people on their own will say the meeting is going to start by 7. Right? And people are usually in the hall. How early? 10 minutes before? Sometimes 2-3 hours. When we're here, the authorities have to tell us that your people are coming too early. Someone told me, I said, I'm going to get to that hall very early. So he marked his time. He says 7 o'clock, 7. He's going to be there by 6. He said, he's a pastor from the east. He said, after I got there. He said, He said, it's not just the first place that was full. The second was full. He said, sir, I sat at the back. He said, 6 a.m. That is initiative. Did you get it? Well, when we look at the wristwatch, but I stole was 7. I was told it's 7, but if it's 7, I expect that by 7, Gamarian. I was told that as a church, we pray 3 hours a week, prayer group. Is that not okay? It's okay. You know, even that one said, someone told me, said, sir, I feel like you trained me well. I said, yeah. Me, I've not been well trained. You are well trained. So I said, yeah. He said, you trained me very well. I can stand on my own. I can do this my own. I'm doing this. I said, yeah. I've trained you very well. I said, good. I said, let me ask you some questions. So I went to get the records. We have records though. So I said, prayer group, last 12 months, you've attended once. Study group, the last time you submitted an assignment, 18 months. So how did I train you? Well, you don't know anything. I said, you don't think we know what we are doing here? Think we are joking? We know what we are doing. Well, we know what we are doing. We just opened the book of remembrance. Chief, your name is not here. And this time, what about this one? Go and kill you again. And let's see what the Lord will do. So, initiative. Nobody has to tell you. I said, but they didn't tell us that we have to fast. You are going for a Christian program. They have to tell you how to fast. Okay, carry food inside the auditorium. So when you are mature, there are things they don't tell you again. You take initiative. Something you embark upon without being told. Because you have prior information and wisdom and insight. Now, yeah, prior information and insight. Remember, there's a teaching like that we did in 98. Righteous, no, forgotten the title. It's about taking initiative. That a righteous man is empowered by God's Spirit to take initiatives. You know what to do. I'm not saying you hear a voice. We're going to get that point. But you know what to do. You know what to do. If, for example, I tell your pastors, I say, we're going to do this. I don't have to break it to them in details. They know exactly what I mean. Go and sort this out. Go and do this one. Go and do that one. Yeah, you be in charge. Go and do that one. They don't come back and say, sir, by 4:05, what should I do? By 4:10, 4:15, I say, come and carry me on your head. That's somebody that's not mature. I know very well that in your organizations where you work, the boss likes people that can use their head. Use their initiative. Oh, they say, boy, why did you do this one? Say, that's all I was told. But when you saw what did you do, I said I was not told anything. I just watched. You want things to go bad because you were not told. That's not a good staff. A member of staff. So, to take initiative, we have finished a convention. What are the initiatives that you don't need to be told what to do? So I'm going to say this, that it seems in scripture, when things happen, everyone seems to know what to do. They seem to know what to do. When Simeon had the promptings from the Spirit that the Messiah will appear, he began to pray. He went to the temple, began to pray. He seemed to know what to do. Same as Anna, the prophetess, daughter of Phanuel. She began to pray. When Jesus was being baptized, John didn't say, so everybody as you are coming, be praying. No. He didn't say, oh, Jesus, cousin Jesus, should we pray? No. But Luke 3 tells us that he was praying. Luke 3:21. He was praying. Which means, it wasn't necessarily what everybody was doing, but knowing what God was doing in the earth, he knew the initiative to pray. Everybody seemed to know what to do. Now, when God is doing something, you pray. And it's not about, having any encounter or revelation, you just had a meeting. They know what to do. When Jesus again You know, of course, when you look at the prayer life of Jesus, when he was going to choose his apostles, you know, he was going to get all the reports and say, what do you have about that person? You know, he had a whole night praying. You just know this is what you should do. You should do this. He had a whole night praying. There are times like that, people will do, the activities were so much, he sent people away. He now departed to the desert to go and pray. It's not because you hear anything. You just know that when you have been engrossed in activity as a leader, okay, there's a place of, okay, taking a rest, which is fine. But you see, if what you do when there's a lot of activity in ministry is just go and take a rest, you have missed everything you're supposed to do. Did he take rest? Yes, he did. But he did more taking time to just go and pray. So there is that initiative of prayer that you have to have. That you don't have to be told what to do. And that's not all. Look at the fact that, you know, upon the resurrection, when he gathered his folks and he taught them Luke 1, 2, and 3, 6 for 40 days. You know, and he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, he that believes shall be damned. And he gave them instructions. Without being told, we have no text where Jesus said, okay guys, you are going to pray. But as soon as he said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem, Luke 24:49, till you be a power from on high, you know, Acts 1, each is in power, they knew that if God was going to do something, or if God is doing something, that the initiative of a spiritual man is to pray. They knew it. So by Acts 1:14-15, they came together and in one accord they continued in prayer and supplication. Look at, they seem to know what to do. By Acts 2, I mean, look at that great harvest of souls. When you hear 3,000, this is in a city where, at least from archaeological facts, maybe there were barely 60,000. So imagine 3,000 is about 5% of the whole place. If you do a crusade in Lagos, for example, Lagos is 20 million. 10% is 2 million. And you have 1 million people who are born again. 1 million. You know, at that time, you just start taking pictures on Facebook. That, see what the Lord has done. What he said to us, he has come to pass. See, so, everybody is saying, general. He said, yes. Don't mention. General, you know, you are God's battle axe. Say, yeah. You know, things get to your head. You are a child. See, the person that called you battle axe, I was crying, oh. I've never seen any person this anointed. The same person can write the same thing otherwise on Twitter. The same human being. Better give yourself brain and hear God. God can say, general, eh? So who am I? Twice. But I give yourself bread. You know that? 3,000. What did they do? Verse 42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Breaking of bread. Prayers. By Acts 3:1, you saw Peter and John went to the temple in the hour of prayer. When they were persecuted. You know, at that time, some people say, you just send a text. Pastor Wale, we need to see you. What are we seeing about? These issues. What issue? Sir, these issues are we... I know that we all have a heart for God. But these are elders. These are elders. You know what I'm saying? These are elders. They may not understand Bible doctrine, but we cannot fault their hearts. What they are saying, they're not saying we should not preach. They're not saying that there's so much controversy. I know we're not trying to be controversial by our message, but, sir, I don't know whether... I'm just thinking... You know, that there's a way we can go and talk to them. You know, we can go and meet them and explain to them that, you know, this is not...
They just went back to their company. Acts 4, 23 and 24.
And they lifted up their voice to pray. There was no conversation about, so what do we do? They seemed to know what to do. So in the midst of persecution, they took the right initiative. They knew what to do. Imagine, somebody's calling you, he's on the mission field. Sir, they say we should not hold church. So what do you want? They now ask the person, so what are we going to do? So what do you want to do? That's why I'm calling you. Just say, come back home. You know, I know people like that. So what do we do? There was someone like that. A leader. Sir, I said, do whatever I want to do. Sir, so what did you say, sir? You heard me. Do whatever you want to do. How can you be calling me? What do I do? After the series of teaching for how many years? Go on, do anything you like to do. And the person did it. Initiative. They came together and they prayed. So when it got to Acts 6, and someone said, they say, Pastor, you the widows, you know some guys, that's what they do in church. Evangelism, zero. Follow up. But when it comes to issues, they say, Pastor, I know many people will not want to say this. Because they walk in honor. But sir, you know, I just feel it. I feel I don't feel it is good for me to hear those things. I don't say them. You know, better like that. I know, you know, it will be proper. I mean, you taught us we should be transparent. So Pastor, I'm just thinking. The widows are widows. My mother is a widow, so I know. Pastor, a widow.
What you ask them to study group assignment? You
follow up when it comes to issues.
Widows. Sir, the way it is, I know we should focus on the world. They'll be telling you, but sir, if you focus on the world, this is what Jesus died for them. Sir, they have been neglected. And is it because they are Christians? And they say, The apostle said, imagine if an 8,000 congregation, the minimum, there's an issue that goes round. You think it just happened in 30 seconds? Brethren, were you talking about it? After prayer group, they just meet. Did you hear about the issue of the widows? I heard though. Is it true? It's true. There's a widow in my cell group. They don't pray. They don't eat. Somebody in the Gondo church also told me. You know, there's a way they network like that. Somebody in Ibadan. In fact, the Gondo guy, he didn't want to open up, but he finally opened up. No, he didn't say anything. You know, he just sent me a text that what's happening to the widows in Sunere Church. You know, there's something like that. That's their job. The apostle said, no, it's poison chalice. They said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Say, look for among yourselves seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and of wisdom, who may appoint over this business. Say, we'll give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. They knew that the initiative of prayer must never be subsumed even under the greatest needs. It goes without saying. They seem to know what to do. Look at the next one. We're going to talk about Paul. He's a Pharisee. He's going somewhere to kill or to hand over people to be killed or to be arrested or to be incarcerated. And then he meets Jesus on the road and he says, and he goes into the house. Says, you'll be told what to do. That's all he heard. Jesus never said, go and pray. He said, you'll be told what to do. But what was he doing for 3 days? He was praying. They seem to know what to do. If God speaks to you, if God relates with you, if you have a mandate from God, if you have an instruction, it's a responsibility, they seem to know what to do. Acts 13. I mean, how would you want to leave a meeting like that? He said, the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work I've called them. Some guys just put it on Facebook. Prophecy giving. 6th of November, 2022. 2 p.m. at Ajebo Foursquare Camp. And this is the word of the Lord. And he said, wow, we're running with this. As I'm running with it, it's just take talking. We're running with it.
I said, what do you mean? He said, where are you here? Where are you? And doing that. They are arranging for vacation. We're running with it. So I said, you see this wig you want to buy? We're running with it. Let me have the wig. We will pray. Brother, we will pray. We have to pray. He's not praying, no. We will pray. He's making promises. We will pray. They heard that and continued to pray. You cannot create short races in a long race. Don't create a short race. A short race is, wow, wait, what? Somebody asked me a question. He said, mention something about numbers, people being born again in our church and stuff like that. This was today, the pastor. And I said, this is the answer I gave. Before I gave the person the answer. So I said, how people are born again and all that. I said, the whole earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. And the work has just begun. So I'm not really interested in giving numbers at this point. Say, but just for information, I said, yes. I said, for now, and at this early stage, this is what we are doing so that the whole earth will eventually be filled. There is no short race in a long race. They ask you to run marathon. You now say, you know, some of us who used to take glucose, you give 50 meters glucose. 50 meters. Look, the guy do not go beyond, they don't go anywhere. That was what we did in government. We had this called cross country. So all of us were lazy boys. We gathered ourselves. We said, you have one ticket. So we said, you know what we're going to do? You will run the first leg, you run the second leg, you run the third leg. But the first person, who is the original qualified person, will now run the last leg. Do you get it? So they will not know what happened in the middle. Boys will be boys. So the point was, all we're doing was just taking glucose. I don't know what leg I took, maybe number 8. We were just taking glucose. As I started like this, you know, I was really taking glucose. You know, at the end of the day, we did not finish. I don't even know what happened. I think the guy went back to the hostel. The first guy, I think he just went back to the dormitory. He just said, you know, short races. It's a long race. You are old. You are 25. You are 32, 33. You are saying, where can I take vacation? From what exactly? From this ministry I'm doing. You want to retire? Not that, just a vacation. You know, is it sabbatical? No. Or is it pre-retirement? I don't know. Short races. Now be celebrating small wins. Say, wow, you know, what the Lord has done. Don't have short races in a long race. When you are not done, you are not done. Paul says, I have finished. You know when he said that? He said that when he knew that he was going to be killed. He knew this is, and before then, this is historical, is right in scripture. He said he had to get to Spain. And historically, Paul reached the entire Asia before he died. It's argued whether he got to Spain or not, but there's a lot of argument that he did. That the one place I've not been to. So when he says go into all the world, they actually worked at going into all the world. You know, when we see that mandate, the way we think is that, hey, let me just play my own part, always street, stroke, Friday, is all the world. The way they thought it is, we will go to all the world. And they did. So every church has that apostolic mandate of reaching the whole world, either as itself or through the people it trains and sends out. A global thinking. So as they are finished, it's not because he was just going to die, even though he was. It's because he had actually reached all of Asia. He did. Sometimes either by himself or those that he taught. Are you here? So they seem to know what to do. So I said, here, I said, there are three ways we are going to look at this teaching in detail. Three things that will give you initiative. What's initiative again? Initiative when you embark upon an action that you are not giving a direct instruction, but you know what to do based on earlier given instructions, knowledge that you have, and your experience. You already know this is what I'm supposed to do. Some of you, some who's going to tell me, sir, there's this disciple of mine. And when I hear some people say it, I'm sorry I'm saying this one. I said, but you've been around for years now. You have seen this before now. Say yes. It's no other way. You've seen this before. I say yes, I'm just asking. There's nothing you ask. Go back. I say, what if he says no? You go again. Another no. You keep going. Even those of you who can stay with a sister for 1 year saying no, 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 and you are persisting. You keep sending credit. You keep sending credit. You keep sending credit. You keep doing this one. Do the Holy Ghost meeting. You find your way to that place. I said. You know the way you go about it. You know, two sisters are looking for a brother. And you are doing one kind. The guy say, how are you? Bless you. Say, I'm fine. You will persist 1 year. But when is it so? You say, an heretic after two or three admonitions. But when it comes to the other matter, you will be there. Yeah, you will be praying. You go and meet your pastor. What do I do? The person just says, I don't want to hear the word. Just once. And you are upset. His answer says, no, I don't think we are fit for each other. You say, think about it. Give me some time. Give me some time. But the guy says, I don't want to hear the gospel. You know, it's hell you are going to. It's true now. Or you want to ask him for money. The guy says, I don't have that. I say, where will you have? The guy says, give me the urgent 10K. The guy says, I don't have to say, someone about 5K. You are so persistent. The guy says, 2K. He says, no, that 1K. The guy says, okay, will you follow me? I say, don't worry, I'll wait. You were so persistent. When it comes to so, say, so, Christ died for your sins. Are you ready now? The guy says, no. Yeah, okay. Are you sure you're not ready? Yeah. You know, if you die now, you're going to hell. I said my own. Are you walking away? But here you are. The greatest work on earth. Quickly you give up. So they knew what to do. So there are three things. One, the written word. And it takes preeminence over all. The written word. What do I call it? Written. Secondly, the leading of the Spirit. The third one, request by others. The written word, leading of the Spirit, and request by others. So we take initiative by the written word, the leading of the Spirit, and request, but we're going to take it one by one. Now, you know, how many of you, let me tell you how a believer becomes very smart. I'll tell you now. One of the things. How many of you saw the impact of the fast in October? No, this is, don't join us to just raise your hand. You saw it. Okay. Now, that shows you a pattern. A smart person will not stop there. Now, somebody wrote me a mail. I had to call the person and say, sir, with what happened in October, I'm going to fast till next year. I said, when next year? He said, till Believer's Convention. You can't say no. You can't say yes. So I said, let us talk about it. You don't have to. I know the person is feeling like, and I've got a lot of people telling me testimonies. Different churches say, that period, this was able to happen, and all that. You've seen that. A smart person, I told you, you should know what works. A smart person, you won't play with it. You will not play. What happens to most of us is that, after a while, you know, we will now not do those things again. See, when somebody backslides, he does the things he stopped doing to get back. Nothing is going to happen. See, if somebody comes here and says, look, you're backsliding and they lay hands on you, there's an impartation. But you will go back to what you used to do. Nothing is going to change.
If you know that your spiritual life has been inspired by going for meetings, that is what you will be going for. You there, I'm just thinking when I get home, I'll be playing the teaching. Someone told me, the person could not come for one of the sessions. He said, Pastor. He said, I used to watch you online, and I used to get blessed. He said, but there was a difference. He said, I didn't get close to you. But just being in that arena, I said, I tell people, there's a huge difference. It's not the same thing. I gave your pastors a suggestion one day, they all laughed at me. I won't tell you what it is. So you won't even try to think about it. You know what I'm saying. I told him something, they see the other side laughing. He said, no, so don't worry. We'll be fine. I gave him a suggestion, I said, no. Because there's a huge difference. Say, we are doing Zoom meeting. A Zoom meeting. And somebody is doing Zoom meeting and stretches his hands and you see the power of God in the room. What if you now are aware the person is? Be smart. So you know that you are smart. You've seen the effect of that corporate fast. And not just that. The fact that on a daily and regular basis, we had a routine of praying, right? And things, you become smart. So which means that that pattern becomes, I'm talking about, get this later, that pattern becomes an initiative that you take. Oh, Pastor Larry says, so, brother, so, so, in that area, I want you to go and start something there. You know, you already know that at so-and-so period of 2022, we took a 30-day fast. You don't have to make it on 30 days. But you saw the pattern. Morning, afternoon, evening, you were praying, and then you were hearing your pastor speak to you. You were feeding on the word. Say, I'll prepare, sir. Don't worry. I'll be okay. I know what to do. There are things in your life. I told you before. After you have gotten an experience on an issue, God will talk to you about it again. He expects you to use it. Paul says, he says, with the same comfort that we have been comforted. Say, God who comforts us in all troubles, the God of all comforts, 2 Corinthians 1:3, comforts us through all troubles. Say, with the same comfort that we have been comforted. See what he said though? He said, now we have troubles. He says, God now comforts us in the trouble. He said, now we have now seen you in trouble. He said, the same comfort that we are comforted of God, we are now comforting you. Which means, we will not talk to God about it. We know what we are going to do. So when you have seen the experience, you are now saying, God, what do you want? You are looking for problems. Roy Hicks said that if you have the light and you are looking for light, you are looking for darkness. You already have the light. You know. This has worked. You've seen it. Like David said to Saul, I cannot go in this. I'm not used to it. He gave him one armor. In this one, he says, I cannot go in this. 1 Samuel 17. He said, I am not used to it. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
The written word, leading of the Spirit, and request by others. So my first question is, what is the written, the Bible in your hand? 2 Timothy 3:15. From a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, it says, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. It makes you wise. Say the Scriptures, they make me smart. So when I am accustomed with Scripture, I am smart. I'm wise. So physio there presents a skillfulness. A skillfulness. The critical look at 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine. Then it says for reproof. That's persuasion. It says for correction. Epanatosis in the Greek. Then it says for instruction to righteousness. So which means the word of God is the food for growth. For direction. We'll see this now. I'll break it down for you now. Romans 15. Paul, writing to the church in Rome, Romans 15 and verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime are written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of scriptures might have hope. The word peace there. We might have expectation. So, I said here
The written word gives you a pattern of what to expect. We're saying what to do, then what to expect. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. It says the things happened to them as examples and were written to us for admonition. So I know what to expect. I know what to expect. I know what to do. I know what to expect. So when I have that, I don't need to be told. I have already been told. Luke 24, when he opened their understanding, verse 45, that they might understand the scriptures, which is the word tsunami, to put things together. So, the written word gives me a pattern. It provides direction. I know when to pray. I know how to pray. I know why I pray. I know what I pray for by the written word. I do not require. Of course, pastor is going to teach us, explain the scriptures to us. And so as he teaches us, I know how to pray. I know what to pray for. I'll break it down for you into details this night. You will now check yourself. So the written word. Look at the book of Acts. They knew what to do by the written word. Judas had been taken away from them by suicide. What did they do? Acts 1:16. They just called themselves and said, David said this. Of them who came to take Jesus, this man has fulfilled this. So they knew. They didn't say, oh God, so tell us about Judas. What do you mean? They knew from the written word what they should do. So when you finish a believer's convention, when you finish a service, when you are done with the camp meeting, you go to the written word. What is done after such meetings? What do I pray for? Where I must take my initiatives from the written word. So I put here. I said, from Abraham to Joseph. You know, Abraham was called by God. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. The reason for that is that in Genesis 10 to Genesis practically 5, we have what is called the book of the generations. So, which means that when God spoke to him about families in Genesis 12:3, he knew by record, of course not written record at that point, by spoken record, what he was talking about. So there is usually a reference point that will guide you. Of course, Isaac, Jacob. Now when they got to Joseph, when he was going to die, he said, look, Genesis 50, he said, God is going to visit you here in Egypt. How did he know? Abraham. Genesis 15. Abraham told Isaac and Jacob, even though it's believed, that when Jacob was having kids, Abraham was alive. It's fine. But the truth is, there was a reason why he said what he said. He didn't have to hear God say it. The fact that God had told someone was sufficient enough to take an initiative. So that you will know that he was not the only one. Remember when they were leaving Egypt? They went to take his bones, showing you that there was a continual remembrance of God's promise to visit them. So initiatives can come from something that had been written before. It gives you a pattern. Moses knew it. Look at Daniel. Daniel, Daniel 10. Daniel 9. He said in verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he should accomplish 70 years in the city of Jerusalem. He knew by record. He knew by the written word. So the written word is for direction. What did I say? Direction to take initiatives. Direction. You know, there is no time. Every time, and I'm saying this in experiences of almost 30 years of this. Every time I have, now, I could have visions in meetings, you know, and things like that, and that happens, and that's basically to minister to people. Where you have the descent of spirits and you have to minister to people. But, remember when I told my friends when I went to the spot where I had a very peculiar vision, and I said to them, I said, this is the spot. I remember that it was very early in the morning, because I did, as it were, like a vigil. So when I had that experience, I was on that spot. It looked like, you know, that kind of, the kind of vision, it looked like it was very brief. By the time you checked your wristwatch, it was about 2 hours. And I was on the floor, I got up. So I went to a friend, because he was staying at the back. He was staying at the Youth Foundation Center, and I went to meet him. I said, I seem to have a kind of vision and all that. You know, he just said it. He didn't know when he said it. He said, pray about it. I said, okay. And I just set forth a 30-day prayer meeting. Fast. So I'm going to be praying about it. I didn't have as much insight as I have today. I'm going to have more by God's grace. I did it. I just knew that. What to do with such things? Start to pray. You can't get that one wrong. You can't. So, if you leave a special meeting and you have not set an initiative to pray, you are about to waste that meeting. There must be an initiative to pray. I just knew that is to pray. I remember when we had this meeting, we were called Faith Family Network then. And I called guys and we had this series of Holy Ghost meetings and they were beautiful. We had storms and those storms were very unique. We had, we did some visits to different churches at that point and some of them followed me and we had these peculiar encounters. I remember one we had at, in front of the Oba's Palace in, Ikorodu. And you know, when I was out preaching, Reverend Mike, what's his name again? This man, Baba Fibo. What's his name? You never met him? Okay, I think it's Tony and Fidel, I know. What's his name? You know Pastor Mike, Baba Fibo. My mom favor. That's a joke. So he just said, he said, when he started preaching, he saw all of us coming, you know, and you know, we're all dressed like, he says, I want him. Because that was the first time he was going to see me. So he said, this Oyibo guy, you know, I was preaching. So he said, can this one cast out demons? He said, he was saying in his mind. He said, can he ever cast out demons? And all that. So, by the time we got to ministry, I just changed it. And there was such a move of God that night. So he was not following me. He didn't talk in the car. He said, I don't know you do revival like that. I said, You know, so he was, and brethren were there. And it was, so we had all those meetings. So we had prophecy. So brethren were saying, glory, glory, glory. Did not know that I didn't say anything. I said, guys, this is a call. This doesn't look like. So what God is telling us to be, what gives the impression he hasn't told other people? He's just waiting for them to take the initiative to pray. And they also went, glory, yeah, people say, we cover the earth. You think that the person has, people say, don't cover the earth. Yeah, we're going to the nations. Do you know how people I know that have said the nations? Some of them are in those nations now. And they're already nationalized. A guy we prayed for. And we said, look, and the guy was in tears. He said, and he was in tears. He said, prof, because they call me prophet. He said, prof, this is the word of God. I said, no problem. And he went. Oh, he will come back with report. This story never leaves my mind because it's so vivid. He will come back with report. He said, And as soon as he got distracted, because Satan is going to work on your schedule, you just reduce 4 hours prayer. In those days, we will say, if you used to pray 3 hours, you pray 2 hours, you are backsliding. Someone will say, that's religion. I've heard you. It's not just religion. It's method. You used to pray 3 hours. It's now 2 hours. It's soon going to be 1 hour. It's the same pattern. There are 30 minutes. Then you just be praying in tongues when you are driving. Then you get to the office and remember to pray in tongues. Then you don't be praying in tongues at the end of the day. When you are leaving, you just say, blah, 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 blah. Then you know, as you are trying to struggle with your prayer life, you just into all this evening talk they do on radio. So just saying that you see all those churches where they are all just praying and praying. You say, Then you loud it. I say you loud it. See, it's just bondage. They say, after I've not been praying for 5 months now, I've been good. I mean, nothing. Someone said, you know, I knew that God had delivered me during the lockdown. I thought my life was tied to church. He said, but 4 months I didn't go to church and I've been very fine. I've been okay. There's no demon. I don't have problems. He said, because he's hearing somebody telling him he doesn't have a problem. Because we are all a product of influence. Somebody told you what you are saying. The language you are speaking. Is it the one you spoke when you were born? You were saying. You are now told what to say. Say your name is Shegun. Did you give your name? My name is Shegun. And you believed it. So this guy just went there. And he will call me, will talk. After a while he didn't even talk. You know, as this day, we will have the act, we won't be talking. And then he says, you know, he's busy. The man of God today. He's a DJ. I'm saying a DJ that has a ring. And he's, you know, this is everybody now wants to do their hair like a burning bush. So he says, and I say, I can't believe it. This guy is the one. I see him on Facebook, I just look at him. One time I said 2016 or 2015, he sent me a friend request. Hey. He follows me. He comments one time, you can just say, wow. I look at him. We sat down in the same place together. I was like a spiritual father to him, and we were speaking about everything that he should be doing today. So don't waste those meetings and say, glory, glory. There's an initiative in scripture you have to take. You should know what to do. So, what is written in the word for? One is for record. For record. So, I can take the record of prayer to pray. Two, it's for pattern. You have seen something consistent. I saw someone, I said, 3 men, even if they did no teaching or fasting for you, but they were 3 men, in the Old Testament. Before the New Testament era. We had Elijah and we had Moses. Of course, their fasts were spiritually aided. They were spiritually aided though. And don't go and go on that level. And then you go and see them. Spiritually aided. Then Jesus. In case you missed it, Saul of Tarsus. You have seen a pattern. You don't have to be told. Because pattern is doctrine. Pattern is theology. You have seen a motif. Number 3. The written instructions. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Somebody was saying that it is not... I put it out every year. Because I need to get the kind of response. I think I know I post every year because I get the kind of response. I say, it's not about the love, that the effectiveness of prayer is in length. Someone say, no, that's religion. I said, okay. Why is it religion? He said, people pray. Doesn't mean God didn't hear me the first time. I said, okay. Let's even look at it. Very well. I know, I like to expose people's hearts sometimes. So that's okay. If the issue is God hearing, right? Says if the app now says something for 1 hour for God hear me, you know, and you know the grammar, people start posting, people so I don't like people posting because I don't have the energy for something. I have energy for other things. To be answering you and that's okay, come. Let me even take you on because I think you look respectable. I said, okay, now, if it's about God hearing, okay, but scripture says he already knows, right? And so why would you want you to say it at all? If it's about him hearing. Then he said, but I don't have to make it long. I said, that's it now. So rather than mention it, because he knows, just say, God, that thing. So that's not prayer. And I said, why? It's about him hearing. God, stop. He says, yeah, and it's done. That less than 1 minute. I said, you subscribe to less than 1 minute of prayer. I said, that one is even long. So what do I mean? Just like this. Sure you get. So the man was saying he was sounding more stupid. You can see he was sounding very silly. That if it's about God hearing, then it shouldn't be up to 10 seconds. God, but not from your heart. You just say no. I said, why did you just do 1 hour, 2 hours? He said, well, you know, I said, you see? Or why didn't you just say? He said, so I brought him back to see that. The reason for prayer is to actually engage God in fellowship. And one, there's no time that is sufficient enough. I said, oh, we now got it. Are you here? So, there's not the let. Praying always. Colossians 2 and 4 and 2. Romans 12, 12. You have instruction to pray always. Number 4. There's warnings and admonitions. The scriptures have warning. 1 Corinthians 10:11. Warnings. It's a warning. We mentioned earlier there's an expectation. There's also a warning. Warning. An admonition. Do you know the Bible is also called prophecy? Which means that we have, and one of the elements of prophecy, 1 Corinthians 14:3, it says for exhortation, comfort, and edification. And one of the words comfort there is parakaleo. It means to draw your attention to something, to call you near. So the written word provides prophecy to pray. It's like a prophecy. So when you hear praying always, it's not just for today, it's also for tomorrow. So we have the instruction to pray. Therefore, we have the record to pray, the pattern to pray, the instruction to pray, we have the warning and admonition to pray, we have the prophecy to pray. So, how do I take initiatives? I have the written word. I don't have to hear a voice. I don't need my pastor to say, so we are going to pray. The moment I discern responsibility, the moment I discern a spiritual activity to undertake, the moment I discern what God is doing in the earth, the moment I discern that God desires fellowship, then I know I have to pray. So, let's now bring it together. How do I, like I said, the song we sang at Believers Convention on the body, we're going to sing it again. In as much as we responded to it in the meeting, take it like it is also about after the meeting. So, I now have to be very, very intelligent about how I will pray. So I'll say, how do I take this initiative every day? How do I take this initiative every week? How do I take this initiative every month? I told someone something, I said, well, you saw that when you went for a personal vigil, this is not a corporate one, you came back, you were able to get a reset, say yes. You were able to, why not take that initiative on your own? And now say that, rather than wait till there is a problem, or there is an upsetting for a resetting. That's quite a rhyme. Why not just say that? I will take a day in a week, or to look at your schedule, and I will have this kind of initiative. I will take this initiative without anything prompting me to do it. It's simple. So, as a younger Christian, I'll close here. One of the things I did was I had what you can call a prayer book. So I'll say, that was then, Thursdays, there was something I prayed for on Thursdays that I still retain, but not Thursdays. So I would take Monday, Tuesdays. In fact, I remember one time when I was on campus, there was this fellowship that I used to attend, you know, when I was around. So one day the pastor came around to check on me. So I called him. The file is still in my house. I said, see my prayer file. He saw his name, his ministry. He saw it on that day. He looked at me. I said, yes. I said, I've kept this for over a year. You know, as soon as I knew that I was going to be fellowshipping with you, I included you. I said, look at this. I just included your name. It had been in existence before I came here. But when I got to be part of this, your fellowship, your church, I knew I had a responsibility to pray for you. So I put it down. So, you can take an initiative that way and say, on Mondays, I'll be praying for this. On Tuesdays, then at a day every month, I will do so, so, and so. That is taking an initiative on your own. Prayer initiatives are given to us by the written word. What is pastor going to say in church? He's going to only prompt me to follow the written word. Let me say this. If you don't learn how to take initiatives, one day you will stop doing it until you are told. Or you stop doing it even when you are told. Or you think you should not be told because you don't want to do it. So learn to see it as an initiative that you must take. It's not difficult to say that when you have children, you have to pray for them. It's not difficult to say that when you have disciples, you have to pray for them. It's not difficult to say that when you have staff working for you, you pray for them. It's not difficult to say that when you have people working with you in your organization, you have to pray for them. It's not difficult to say. Those are things you should know. It's not difficult. When you are praying for people, when you are praying for church services, when you are praying for your pastors, your leaders, you've already seen that whenever we have vigils, we pray in a direction. You can take an initiative from that and personalize it. It is how a spiritual man thinks. I mentioned the issue of fasting. You can say, well, of course, don't do what that brother said, that he's fasting next year. That's overzealous, I think. Or you can say, well, at some point in the month, I'll take so and so time. You know, don't forget the instructions we also have. You can take a day and just stay indoors and spend time just praying upon the Lord, reviewing your decisions in life generally, just going through things. Don't wait. I think I wrote something here. Don't wait to react. Don't wait to react. Sorry, one second. Yeah. Don't wait to react. Be proactive when it comes to spiritual things, and you'll learn to take initiatives. Amen. Okay, before we leave, why not do something? Plan your prayer life. Right? Plan the initiatives you want to take. I'll give you like 2-3 minutes, then we'll have Pastor Wale sing for us afterwards, and then we'll just worship God with it and see how He leads us. Amen. Just, how do you want to be praying? Do it now. Don't wait. Don't say, okay, when I get home. Do it now. You are acting on the word. How do you want to be praying? I'm not talking about prayer group. I'm not talking about prayer chain. You know what I'm saying? Just, I'll be praying like this. I'll be praying in this manner. I'll be praying in that manner. I'll be praying in this method, in this way. You know? And you take that decision. Act on the word now. Don't wait. Take a prayer initiative. In this season, this is already November. We're going to December. It's a season of Believers Convention, the World Changers Conference, and the year 2023 starts and all that. You say, well, I'm not going to wait for WCC to pray. I'm just going to start that pattern, you know, that will help me in going forward. Just write something that you're going to act upon. Not tomorrow, not to act upon it next month, immediately.
We are going to practice the word of God. Immediately, God's word becomes a direction for you now. Amen. So you are not reacting to issues. You are proacting in how you handle life's issues generally. Amen. All right, let's stand to our feet. Pastor, let's sing that song.
Spirit of grace and supplication is poured upon.